The Guardian.
This is an A-star. He's going to land here now.
It's mid-morning here at the Campo de Marte Airport in São Paulo, and it's almost impossible to hear yourself think. There are so many helicopters coming in or taking off. This is the world capital of helicopter aviation.
São Paulo is crazy. Crime, traffic, you know, and very wealthy people and big companies. If you put everything in a pan, you make a very nice cake. You know? And this cake means buy lots of helicopters, man. If you don't do that, you don't move in the city. That's it.
Commander Kleber Mansour is one of the most experienced pilots in the game. He's been flying for 29 years, racking up 11,000 hours in the air. He's used his chopper to fight forest fires in Chile, worked for petrol companies in the Brazilian Amazon, and also taxi Formula One drivers and foreign visitors like Mark Thatcher around São Paulo.
Runway 30 and 12 on the other side, okay? The amount of takeoff and landings of helicopters in March here is 80 to 85,000 a year. But after 2003, then it starts to grow in a proportion you can imagine. Until 2010, just in São Paulo City, it's going to arrive 83 new machines and all twin engines. It's just unbelievable. Then when the people start to buy helicopters, the friend bought a helicopter because his friend bought one and told him lots of very interesting things. Oh man, I'm going to the beach in 18 minutes. I'm going to the Angra dos Reis in Rio de Janeiro in 1 hour. You, even in a normal day, you go 5-6 hours driving, you know, things like that. And you land on the backyard of the guy with the helicopter on the beach.
Not everyone is so generous towards São Paulo's helicopter fleet. For residents of Jardim Egito, an inner-city slum earmarked for demolition as part of an urbanization project, the helicopter symbolizes everything that is wrong with São Paulo's economic boom.
Aqui é tudo barraco, eles tiraram, pagando 5 mil.
Já tiraram essa parte aqui.
Já tiraram, aqui é.
You see, these are all the shacks they knocked down. They paid about £1,000 for people to leave. It was done without any planning at all. They came in and expelled them with physical violence. It was terrorism.
It's an extraordinary sight. Behind me, there's the Hilton Hotel, the Microsoft building, some of the symbols of rich São Paulo. And right in front of me now are some of the houses that they've tried to take away. Wooden huts that have just been destroyed and all the pieces of wood have been scattered all over the ground. It looks like a rubbish tip right in the centre of this modern mega city.
There are always helicopters around here, you know, because of these rich people who live just over there and all the soap opera actors coming to work over the road. They're always going around in their helicopters.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.